Track 2. Executive Summary. This strategy aims to encourage more active travel, walking, wheeling and cycling, across the Northeast, and sets out proposals to help people travel actively more often. Our aim is for active travel to become the natural first choice for short, everyday travel and combine it with public transport for longer journeys. We want to increase short, active travel journeys by 45% by 2035. This would mean that over half of journeys in the Northeast would be made by active travel. Good news for the environment, public health, and our economy. To make this a reality, we will work with the 7 Northeast local authorities and other key stakeholders to bring in significant funding to transform and improve active travel. This strategy will allow us to make a strategic case for investment in our active travel network. It contains an initial list of active travel schemes up to the year 2035, worth a total of approximately £500 million. The list is a live pipeline of schemes which is expected to develop over time. As we work to deliver this strategy, we will also make active travel more inclusive by removing some of the barriers that make it harder for some to walk, wheel, or cycle to their destination. Increasing walking, wheeling, and cycling. The Making the Right Travel Choice Strategy 2022 set a target to encourage car users to switch one journey a week to public transport, walking or cycling, and for people who don't have access to a car to continue to travel sustainably. The decision tree was produced to help people consider their travel options. The decision tree is as follows. Start. Can you make this journey by walking, wheeling or cycling? Yes. Then do so. No, can this journey be made by public transport? Only if no is the answer to both questions, is travel by car correct? The Northeast Active Travel Strategy will help to achieve this switch to sustainable travel by enabling more active journeys, making them easier, safer, and more enjoyable. Shorter journeys currently made by car have the greatest potential to be converted to active travel. Walking is a good way to increase levels of activity and has the greatest potential to improve public health. The benefits. Achieving a 45% increase in active travel by 2035 could result in the following. Grow the region's economy by around £350 million a year. Reduce carbon emissions, potentially saving around 80,000 tonnes of CO2 emissions per year. Prevent in the region of 1,000 premature deaths, primarily due to increased physical activity levels in the population. Help more people become active, improving public health outcomes including life expectancy. Improve connectedness and cohesion of communities and decrease social isolation. Better air quality by reducing pollution from traffic emissions. Lower noise levels as congestion is eased on our road network. Save petrol and diesel car drivers on average approximately £70 per year based on September 2022 fuel prices. Barriers. There are some barriers, both real and perceived, that we need to overcome to boost active travel. These are safety and security, including perception of this, accessibility and maintenance, for example, of walking and cycling routes and infrastructure, affordability, such as the cost of cycling and/or safety equipment, coordination and integration, including integration with transport hubs or local bus and metro services, journey times and perceptions of convenience, including the feeling that cycling or walking takes too long or aren't good options in poor weather. Delivery. Building on the interventions set out in the Making the Right Travel Choice strategy, we have included an initial pipeline of schemes to be taken forward, which are subject to funding. These include new and upgraded infrastructure, such as improving the national cycle network and links to the Tyne pedestrian and cyclist tunnels, increasing access to equipment by launching new cycle hire schemes, maintaining the network through regular maintenance and cleaning, and targeted behaviour change initiatives to upskill local people. Some of the key outcomes we hope to achieve include the creation of a brand new regional cycle network with consistent signage and strong recognisable branding to make it easy for use by all, the pedestrianisation and walkability of local towns and cities, encouraging more active travel and increased footfall to amenities and businesses. The introduction of a new cycle hire scheme, including e-bike hire, which will integrate with the transport network. And social prescribing, working with NHS providers to prescribe more active travel to boost public health. And that is the end of Track 2.